Good evening. We are recording this live channeling session at the Spectrum Center in Houston, Texas, as we do every Thursday night. Helen Race will be channeling the emissarians. We encourage you to attend our sessions and ask questions. If you cannot join us in person, you may submit questions via our website, emissarians.com. Helen, will you lead us in an opening meditation, please?
Yes. Please take a large breath. And as you exhale, it is our intention to open our minds, our hearts, our frequency to the energy of total love. And it is our intention that we would remember who we really are and what our commitment is in this exploration of life and form. And that our time and attention to the divine intelligence, the divine love and wisdom that we are interacting with in person and through audio would bless our lives and the lives of others through us, would bless our great city, and have value to all those important to us. Taking a big breath.
I want to ask about healing modalities. I have a theory that the modality a healer uses is not so important. Rather, it is just a channel for their natural abilities. For instance, Helen may have picked something besides EFT and just been as successful with it. Do you have an opinion on that?
Well, we have a very personalized opinion on that because it is your tapping, your EFT, that has allowed us to understand more completely all that you struggle with. It is through participating in the taps over and over and over and hearing the questions and feeling the vibration of the emotion that it has allowed us this great, compelling desire to teach you in a way that would enable you to move, as you say, more quickly forward. And so we would like to answer your question in two ways. One, it is not literally the tool. You are right. That is the intention that is set. And yet the tool would individually and specifically resonate with other beings. And so as you were talking about familiar senses of consciousness and resonating at different levels, certain people will be drawn to different tools. And so that too is part of the gift of healing. And so in a limited consciousness on Earth, and the reason that your consciousness is limited, as a side note, is that you could not participate at this vibrational frequency on this planet. You could not participate and deal with all the contrast and all the invitation of exploration and growth if you would not limit your focus. And so your energetic tools, your healing tools, your numerology, your astrology, your theta healing, your electronic devices that encourage healing, all are designed to flow truth, the memory of truth through, that you are magnificent beings, that you are on a grand adventure, that you did decide to expand consciousness through the exploration of contrast, through the exploration of challenge, through the exploration of desire. And the more desire is created through the more that you are exposed to tools and or toys. And so, yes, a healer really does not heal anyone. Even though you are all connected, you are in commitment, in agreement for your own unique experience. A healer can only hold an expectation, a vibration, a possibility in a way that another individual could align to it through their own desire. It does not matter the tool, it matters the intention. And yet again, the tool is also important because of the packaging. So on this planet, in this dimension, packaging is very important to you because you do have the ego to weigh, measure, and compare, and you will compare packaging in all things, whether it is something of necessity, whether it is something of entertainment, whether it is something of science, whether it is something of healing, whether it is something of knowledge. You are very engaged in the packaging because that is one more level of complexity in all the offerings. This planet in and of itself creates more expansion more rapidly in a more diverse way than any other, you might understand the word gig that is going on in all the other dimensions. This is the planet of the most diverse experiences all possible to an individual. And so at any time a healer could change perceived tools and create a new resonance. It would not be immediately, it would be as you create everything on earth through focus of thought, focus of intention, focus of word, and alignment of action. And in that alignment, you would be correct, and it is not the tool. And yet we would suggest that you expand your perception of it to understand that the packaging, the tool that it is also of great importance. So those that would communicate with the animals would draw to them those that are seeking communication through their animals to receive a way to remember that there is even more to be desired, there is even more to be explored.
Thank you. I wanted to ask about Edgar Cayce. I don't claim to have vast knowledge about many psychics, but it seems that his gift was unique in that instead of contacting a non-physical entity, he was able to contact or read the Akashic records directly. Do you have any information on that?
Edgar Cayce, and so we access information through Helen's data banks. We access through what she has been exposed to, and then we can add a little to it. And the reason that we do not answer all questions across the board, we would not speak to you in the language of a scientist. We would not speak to you in the language of something Helen has not exposed herself to, because the vibration of channeling through form to interact, we have a very highly focused and consistent agreement to work with those seeking that which we would teach and that which we have come in agreement with you, in agreement with other levels of your consciousness, is to remind you of what you are possible of creating through your thought, through your actions. We are here to bring to you the logical way, the steps to encourage you, to remind you that you are getting much right and that you can continue to expand that success level in other arenas. And so that is a tremendous focus. And yet we can speak about your sleeping prophet. And so it is not only the Akashic Records in the way that others would perceive the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records, as we have spoken before, is a field of knowledge. And so different practitioners, different teachers, different healers that would access the Akashic Records will also access it in different ways, will also deliver the information differently. And yet Edgar Cayce did more than just that field of knowledge. What he did was very individualized for people. This would work for this body. Follow this protocol to establish healing in the physical form. And those are the records that have brought the most continuing contribution, that has brought the most attention to who Edgar Cayce was. He could also access records of many kinds because he would simply check out. It is our agreement with Helen that she would stay conscious at some level and let us utilize her vocabulary, her intention, her desires, her commitment. And so it is a little bit different. So Edgar Cayce was actually using the tool of the field of the Akashic Records, the tool of accessing this field, but he was released from his personality, released from his knowledge base, and interacting with the individual that was asking the question, that was in the need of the information. He was interacting with those people and their connection of consciousness to that field, and he could, for lack of better words that you would relate to, he could see and hear the information and relay it through the vocal cords so that it could be recorded and written out as a prescription.
Very interesting, thank you.
Hello. My question this week is, I've been finding that as I continue to expand or say yes to new opportunities, I find that there's a little circle of chaos around me before I can come to the next level. Is there a way to not have the chaos and just go to the next level of whether it be expansion, just openness, new opportunities? Is that possible?
It is possible, and yet you will always experience a vibration of chaos, because whenever one thing is ending and a new thing is beginning, whenever anything is created, there is on your planet, on your dimension, a sense of chaos. If you take paint out of a tube, you have changed the tube and you cannot put the paint back in. If you desire to create a chair, you take things apart and put them away into a different form. When you create food, you take something from one form and there is chaos in the changing of it into another form. And so chaos is a part of the changing of things in form. And things that are in form are a vibration that has been slowed down so consistently at a rate that you could perceive it. And so what you are perceiving is the energy of chaos, although you do not see the form of it because you're speaking about a feeling place, a resonance, and the chaos that is literally happening. And we do not intend to have you feel dramatic about this, but the chaos that is happening is within the human mind. The brain is reorganizing and is restructuring. It is learning new neural pathways. There's a lot of things going on at a physical level of undoing patterns in the mind, in the chemistry, in the biology of the body, and putting in a new way of thought, a new way of perception, a new way of expectation. And that is the chaos that you are perceiving vibrationally. And there is also, as we have spoken earlier this evening, the transformation of emotion, that you have agreed to come to this planet to feel victimized by everything, by each other, by yourselves, by your own mind, by your own biology, by your own chemistry, by your own history. You have chosen to explore what would you be capable of creating through the experience of being victimized. And so in that, there is a chaos when you transform the lower vibrations into a higher vibration. There is a change of something recycling, of dissipating, of leaving, and something new coming in. And so it is just that your sensitivity is one to be aware of that, and we would like to congratulate you, because once you are aware of it, you can go into the next expectation that you could handle the vibration of chaos, which is only a vibration of dismantling and re-engaging at a new level, that you could handle that with great grace and humor. And that is what you were really seeking in your question, not that the chaos dissipate and be gone, but that you would have a different experience of you in the experience of the transformation.
Thank you very much. Yes. I'm congratulating myself.
In your previous answer, you were talking about feeling victimized. And I am curious if that is why humans seem to have such a self-destructive tendency.
And we so enjoy your questions because we have so many answers to one question. And so the destructive nature of being human is actually twofold. There is an innate knowing that victim consciousness is the illusion. And yet on earth it is very real. And so often words that are spoken to you or that you read, words of truth, are easily misinterpreted. And so the self-destruction is part of the agreement to explore being victimized. And yes, that is victimizing yourself, self-sabotage, recreating in loops and patterns. And yet, from your earth experience, from your consciousness, we would like to soften that and remind you that for the earth to remain consistent, for it to exist as a conscious level of great diversity and contrast and expansion, habit at every level of existence is very important. You were speaking of time earlier, and the cycles, the ebb and flow, the nature of things being growing and then deteriorating, recycling, and then resetting and continuing again. That is all part of everything here. So when people are self-destructive, it is twofold. One is the habitual nature, what keeps this cohesive here. If you manifested as quickly as all of you say you would like to, your planet would be unstable and you would all be in a dream state. You would flip from here to there and here to there. And there would be no consistent stability. There would be no cohesive co-creation of one reality. And so habit at every level of being, habit in the way that you think, habit in the way that you feel, habit in the way that you expect, habit of your dominant resonance, that is a very important factor for you to explore and create in this dimension. And so we do encourage you that when you look at the habit and you look at the dismantling of habit and the putting in of a new habit, that chaos that you express, make peace with it. Be in acceptance of it. Evolve yourself into perceiving it differently, speaking of it differently, knowing it in a different way, in a different form, because that is part of the agreement here. And so the other part of the self-destruction, the self-sabotage, the violence that people do towards themselves, and know too that anytime you do violence towards another, any living being, even in your own thought towards yourself or another, you are in a destructive mode against this agreement to come here and play powerless. So there is an aspect of being, there is an aspect of consciousness that knows the truth. And even though many, many humans speak this, that they wish it was all resolved, that it was all perfect on earth, that it was nirvana here, it is not true. That is not your desire, because you know before long you will leave these earth bodies and you will be back where you see only things through the perception of positive expectation. It is here that no matter how you might complain in language or how you might perceive that you are suffering, it is here that you truly enjoy the creative challenge of the basis of habit. Everything here is based on a habit of frequency, and that is what slows everything down. And we would also like to point out that you are quickly resolving the linear slowness, as you call it, your technology, your ability to communicate, your ability to gather information, it is all speeding up now. And so you will find an increase in violence. You will find an increase in self-destruction. Those that came in to explore addiction, you will find an increase in those who cannot decide to go into the darkness or choose the work of changing the habit so that they can go into light. You will find an up-leveling and intensity of intensity. And it is our desire to remind you, those who would seek, that you can simply change your perspective, change your mind on your experience. You do not have permission at any level of being to change the setup on earth yet. And so we invite you to bring the consciousness of heaven here by changing your perception of who you are in the experience of being human. And that is what we have come to remind you of.
Thank you. We have time for one last question.
I have been listening with great interest, and there's a place where I get confused. If we are here in a field in a plane of victimization, that we're to see that or accept it or allow it as the challenge to see how we can move that into expansion? That's a question. I get the challenge.
Yes, let us give you a little bit more. You all at some level, many of you wonder why you struggle with unworthiness, why you struggle with guilt, why you struggle with regret, and yet you cannot name what it is you have done. What it is that you have done is you agreed to come to this planet. You agreed to forget the magnificence of your nature, the power of your abilities to co-create. You agreed to forget and participate, and in that you see the suffering of many. You have experienced suffering at a level that is beyond comprehension in other dimensions. And in that suffering, you know the responsibility that you have agreed to play here in this creation, and that you do have responsibility for the suffering at that level of agreement. And yet the guilt is not necessary. The game, and we do not ever mean to make light of the feelings and the challenge and your great courage and your great determination in any way. And yet we always will encourage you to see it as a game. The game is that you agreed that there would be parameters on expansion, and the parameters would be that you would believe that you are victimized. And we would remind you that you are victimized. You are absolutely vulnerable to disease, to the weather, to needing food, to needing shelter. You cannot remain in the form that you are in through only cognitive thinking, through only desire, through only intention, through only spiritual manifesting. You really are in a game with parameters and rules. And so you are victimized until you decide to take the biggest challenge, similar to what your Super Bowl is, your Olympics are, to take the challenge to go all the way and push the envelope as far as you can until you no longer perceive that you are victimized, although in form, you are still vulnerable. In form, you will still experience physical pain. You will absolutely experience human grief. You will absolutely experience hunger, cold. You will experience the fear of physical death. You will experience the suffering of seeing others suffer when they cannot change their mind. You will experience all of that. And the part that you may not be understanding, we hope that we are giving you in a way that you can, is that you will change the way you think about it so that you no longer feel victimized. And so heaven on earth would be that you would love as the Creator loves, saying yes to everything that exists, yes to the pain, yes to the horror, yes to the cruelty, yes to the shock, because in that yes, you are also saying yes to the choice of kindness, yes to the choice of loving, although you know that it what it cost you in a human form, yes to the invention of making life easier, although you pay in a different way, in a different perspective. Yes to all of it. That is the agreement, to accept that you are victims of many things outside of your control and say yes to life and the beauty and the joy of life anyway.
Thank you. Thank you.
Emissarians, we appreciate the interactions. Thank you so much.